This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There must be some way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman, drink my wine.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is undoubtedly the most important broadcast I've ever done in my life. The mainstream corporate media is in every major paper in the country, every so-called news channel, saying that President Trump wants violence against the media, that I want violence, that I'm calling for assault weapon attacks on the media, and then they don't even show where I said it. This is grave. It means we could be hours, days, weeks away going into this election in, what, 82 days from now, to stage a huge event, just like evidence shows Bill Clinton and the deep state did in 95 when they were way behind the polls, to blame the Midwest and the American people for Oklahoma City, to then get a sympathy vote for the Democrats and Bill Clinton. They are saying that imminent attacks are going to happen and the blood will be on President Trump's hands. They are now saying imminent attacks are coming and that it's going to be my fault. How obvious. The very same deep state with the Clintons in control of it has done this before and was able to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat in 1995. Bill Clinton told USA Today on Air Force One, pull it up. He said, I was able to win re-election and cover behind because of Oklahoma City. Now they're saying that I'm promoting a new Oklahoma City. Let me show you some of these incredible articles, if you're a TV viewer. Look at this. CNN yesterday. Alex Jones complicit in domestic terror. Alex Jones is a domestic terrorist. No proof, no links, no nothing. Articles saying that I'm calling for assault weapon attacks. Nowhere is there a video. All they show is quotes around single or two words connected together. When Antifa said they were coming to attack members of Congress and their families, I said, you better get your battle rifles ready. They then show a quote and say, Antifa, mainstream media, Chi-Com operatives. And Twitter took me offline for that fraud. DrudgeReport.com, link to our article. Video, Lester Holt's a liar. Alex Jones did not call for violence. MSM, talking heads, false claim, InfoWars, inciting violence against the media ahead of the big event. They say, there's going to be an attack, mark my words, on CNN. That's Brian Stelter. They're saying there's going to be a mass shooting. There's going to be an Oklahoma City bombing. They're everywhere. And they've done it before. So I'm not a rocket scientist to figure this out. They've done it before. They've gotten away with it. Meanwhile, FCC shuts down Alex Jones' pirate flagship radio station, AP. I woke up this morning and I said, is there even a pirate radio station in Austin? There used to be some years ago, punk rock, conservative, Christian, sometimes shows would have my stuff on it. I don't even really listen to a lot of terrestrial radio because I'm working all the time. I go read the article, goes, well, actually, last year, some locals had some low power you could only hear for a mile, and they turned it off last year. But then the article at the bottom says it was turned off this year, or last year. I have nothing to do with it, but I'm running it, didn't even know it existed. It's all about saying I'm illegal, I'm being shut down, to scare our commercial AM and FM stations that they're going to get FCC rated. Ladies and gentlemen, it is happening. It is on. The deep state is moving. They believe you're stupid. I believe you're not stupid. But here's the last pieces of evidence. That document cam shot, please. Senate Democrats are circulating plans for government takeover of the Internet. Reason. Axios. Senator Warner has a plan to censor the entire Internet and take it over. The Zero Hedge article really breaks it down better. Please print me that one. Here's the actual plan to take over the Internet by Senator Warner. Here's Senator Murphy saying that they're going to take over the Internet, not stop with Alex Jones. They're going to stage a false flag, ladies and gentlemen, and then against themselves, make themselves victims, and then blame all libertarians, all conservatives, Trump, and then and use our shutdown on social media. They've already beta tested on me as a smokescreen for stealing the election on November 8th. It's happening. It's a fact. Emergency. Get this out to everyone. Re-upload this video. Tweet it out everywhere. And get it to the White House and President Trump. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
I cut my teeth 26, 27 years ago when Bill Clinton was in office. And they had burned down Waco and murdered the people. And I didn't know what was going on. I was right out of high school when that happened. But I was working two jobs, and I was going to community college, figuring out if I wanted to go to college or what I wanted to do. Because I was, doing these jobs, I was making more money than most people I knew that had college degrees. Most of them were bagging groceries. And so I was thinking, do I want to go to college? And I would watch C-SPAN, and I watched these hearings in 94 and 95 about Waco. Now the Delta Force was sent in to kill everybody under orders, and how General Schumacher was depressed about it, and it all came out in Congress, and the flare footage and everything. And I was like, man, the sheriff testified. Why didn't they just pick up Vernon Howell, a.k.a. the cult leader, because he was a weirdo, in town? Why didn't they just pick up David Koresh in town, where he had a business and an auto parts repair shop? Because they wanted the big raid. They drove up. They shot up the building. They wanted to go after the right-wing American cults. It was all planned. But it blew up in their face. So then they activated Special Operations Soldier Tim McVeigh, who had been assigned and sheep-dipped to a group even more secret than Delta Force, attached to the CIA. I know folks that served with McVeigh in the special group. That's why they're so scared of me. And McVeigh went all over the country tracking militia groups, right-wing groups, all this stuff for the Clintons. But when he wouldn't agree to bomb the daycare center, and he said, no, pick another target, they drugged him up, put him on the side of the road. State police found him drooling, crawling around the ground. That's in the original Oklahoma City newspaper. State police said, yeah, we found him drooling, saying, I got a chip. They blew my chip. It hurts. Look it up. They blew my chip. So imagine I start getting into this and reading this stuff, and then Oklahoma City happens right at the time I'm going on Access TV. And I see Benton Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, showing the bombs in the building. And they're having press conferences with people that were in the building that saw. She's like, yeah, I saw the head of the FBI here the day after the bombing, but I saw him the week before putting wires in the walls. And I sure thought he was handsome. Then I interviewed the widows of the people, the police officers that were tortured to death and killed because they were the first responders, and what they saw. So here's the bottom line. Don Browning, highly decorated Marine in Vietnam, head of the K-9 unit, was the second respondent for Terrence Yakey, black police officer, man of the year that hauled out dozens of people on his back. He was a successful linebacker in college. I interviewed his wife, all of them. The last call to his partner was, I got the FBI pulling me over, and they tortured him to death right there in that field. Don Browning named the guys that they deleted it off YouTube, but he was on a few years ago. Don Browning was on this show, and he said, yeah, the FBI threatened me at the water cooler and in my office twice to kill me and my wife if I talked about what I saw that day. And I said, name their names. And he went, okay. But you could tell he's a strong guy, Vietnam hero, Silver Stars, you name it. He's putting his wife and him on the line here, and he named them. So did I. So see, I crossed this bridge a long time ago. I'm being scared of you guys. I'm scared of failing against you. And I don't think the whole FBI is bad. When I've had stuff done to us or stuff goes on, I go report to the FBI. And that's the paradox of good and evil. The FBI is either like the best people in the world or the worst people in the world. And I've confronted Janet Reno and all of them about this. So I learned about all this when I was knee-high to a grasshopper. And then everything I was told that I didn't even know was true or not came true, and I learned it was all true from family that saw it for themselves firsthand. And I decided to be on the side of good. And so if you want to know what's about to happen right now, you need to know about Oklahoma City. And you need to know how the Southern Poverty Law Center and the feds pulled that off, and how federal informants thought they were just going to sting the bomb. They tried to, Carol Howe and others tried to stop it, so they indicted her. And McVeigh was going to go public. He said, I'm not going to blow up a daycare. Blow it up at night when they're not there. I talked to folks that knew him. McVeigh was like, blow it up at night, damn it. Kill a couple of guards in there. I'm not blowing up school children. Not blowing up the frickin' nursery. And Larry Nichols came out and said that. And I've interviewed death row inmates that were on with him. And so the very same people, and Eric Holder was the deputy attorney general at the time running the operation, came out in emails and lawsuits. They're the ones getting ready for a new Oklahoma City. I don't know if it's going to be Google, Twitter, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. They'll probably hit some a federal building, CNN. I don't know, but let me tell you something. You ever come to work and your bosses were supposed to be there, and you ever show up to work and you look around and nobody's there in management, you better get your butt out of that building like that. Because the feds were out of the building on Oklahoma City, too. And I've interviewed Jane Graham at HUD. I've interviewed them all. And they just showed up and like it was mainly a federal building and nobody was there. So, because that's how this works. You know, one of the CIA guys is having sex with one of the girls there. He's like, sweetheart, I don't think you need to show up to work next week. Kind of like they called it a conspiracy theory. It was even the New York Post. It was in the New York Daily News. A week before 9/11, Muslim kids would point at the towers, and they'd say, those won't be there next week. Yeah, there's CBS News. What feds knew before OKC bombing? So people have a way of not being able to keep stuff secret. So let me tell you something. I'm not that important. They didn't spend hundreds of millions of dollars demonizing me the last 2 years for no reason. They're going to use me as the catalyst to get everybody to accept me being deplatformed. And, you know, get the idea of feds raid Jones, shut down illegal station. No such thing. It's all made up. Some half-watt thing a year ago or something. I never even heard. They're beta testing to make their big move. And this is it. This is it. Now, the good news is I've been called by national talk show hosts. We have the phones ringing off the hook in affiliate relations from TV and radio. Because they know how things work. They know we're on commercial satellites, fire the tones, follow FCC, even blur out people flipping folks off on videos we show. Even CNN doesn't do that. And the station managers are going, yeah, you're not running pirate stations. You're all FCC compliant. This is a hoax. They all get it. And they get how they staged, the globalists staged this in 1995 to blame talk radio and free speech. Now, they weren't able to shut talk radio down like they tried with bills, but they were able to get Bill Clinton reelected to continue on. He credited it. So what are you going to do? You're the ruthless Democrats that say America was never great and all the rest of this. When you're way behind, you're losing the early bellwether special elections. No matter what you've done, you're behind. All the world populists are popping up. You're going to bring in censorship. You're going to bring in control. You're going to bring in bullying. And you're going to silence Alex Jones and kick him off Google and YouTube and Facebook and freeze us on Twitter and knock us off Spotify and everywhere else ahead of the big event. But the people woke up, made us number one in the podcast, number one in the apps anyways. So now they're going, what do we do? This is getting too obvious. You take the video of this live show I've done that we're going to post on InfoWars.com. We're going to put a splash page up right in the front. I had this idea when they took us down with a hack attack a few days ago. We could just direct to a splash page, and then traffic went up even more. So we'll just do that with a splash page. By the way, we're under DDoS attack right now. I was told an hour ago. And we're going to link to all these videos they don't want so you can email the link. And so you can call everybody, so you can re-upload it, and we may be able to stop the false flag. We can stop their operation to overthrow the country when we come back. This is history.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home values. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, this is not hype. This is not hyperbole. Every mainstream corporate false news, fake news outlet is lying, saying Trump is calling for violence against them, that I'm calling for violence. They never show the proof. They just keep saying it. Clearly, like 1995, they're preparing to stage a terror attack against themselves to make themselves the victims. How do we counter this? Well, I'll tell you. OnlyDrudgeReport.com, top link yesterday. It's mid-link today because of the death of a famous musician, linked to our article on DrudgeReport.com, where Alex Jones blatant lies being told about us. Twitter defends healthy behavior of users. They demand it. Trust and Safety Council working overtime to ban conservatives. That's what they've set up. So I shoot videos yesterday on our other sub-accounts saying, I'm not calling for violence. I never said it. They delete those. Because the key here to the left is robbing your identity, saying they speak for you, saying you said things you didn't say, and then silencing you so they can lie about you. That's what's happening. From the left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com, Alex Jones, blatant lies being told about me. Now, in the next few hours, we will post to InfoWars.com the 5th segment and the 1st segment of the last hour. My emergency warning of imminent false flag to throw the election for the Democrats and ban free speech. And that's going to go up on InfoWars.com on our own servers. Anyone that wants to take it, from real.video to your own site on Facebook to your own site on Twitter, you have a right and a duty to get that up. And if you want to do commentary on it, that's even better. And yeah, they may try to block you. They may try to whatever. It doesn't matter, folks. This is a total war. They are beta testing, staging attacks against themselves, preconditioning people it's our fault to throw the election and then shut our free speech down. Senator Warner and Murphy say they're going to ban everyone. This is their assault. They're going to act like total authoritarians because we had an election. We beat Hillary. The country's coming back. They're panicking. They think America was never great. They hate America because they're globalists. We'll play Cuomo in a minute. So this is not rhetoric. This is the main assault. This is it. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Why are they running a hoax story that the feds raided a flagship station? That means that's what I broadcast out of. You know, like a flagship means where the admiral is, where he commands from. I've never heard of this radio station, never heard of the names they mentioned. They say it was off like last year and that no one could hear it. There's been some stations I could hear in Austin. It's just total insanity. It's the idea that the FCC is now moving against Alex Jones that gives it governmental cover. That gives it the idea that I'm being shut down by the government. It's insane. And Ajit Pai came out. He wasn't anti-Alex Jones. He said, listen, we shut down pirate stations regardless of what's on it. Who knows what was even on it? So, again, this is the illusion. Drudge, Alex Jones takes a lick and keeps on ticking. Media pioneer remarks on big tech's actions against InfoWars. Media pioneer Matt Drudge weighed in on the tech industry's unprecedented moves against InfoWars by remarking Thursday on Alex Jones's resilience. Matt, it's your resilience. We couldn't do it without you. And I'm not just saying that. Thank you, Matt. Thank you so much, man. I love you. Your love of liberty, I love, and your courage, because I know other people don't have it. And we would have no voice outside the floor if it wasn't for you. It means so much. I got so upset knowing that Holt thinks he can lie about me and say that I want to kill journalists and not show it. What a fraud. And then no one would even know except for InfoWars and DrudgeReport.com. So thank you, Matt. I'm serious, because it's just insane. He says, takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I guess a Timex deal. And that's what he put out. Takes a licking and keeps on ticking. The news kingpin has provided over the past several days wall-to-wall coverage of major tech companies banning InfoWars content for alleged and unspecified policy violations. And then it just goes on. As of publication, InfoWars has either been banned or reprimanded by services including Facebook, YouTube, Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Speaker, iHeartRadio, AudioBoom, Pinterest, MailChimp, Stitcher, DiscussUs, Sprout, Social, LinkedIn, Flickr, Vimeo, Shopify, and Criteo. Somebody made a joke about you can take our freedom, but you can't take our Tumblr. I don't even, and now they're trying to take that away. Like, I don't even know what Tumblr is. It was a joke meme. Despite attempts by mainstream press and tech companies to stifle content, interest in InfoWars website, the Alex Jones Show has skyrocketed thanks to you by word of mouth. But here's the problem. Everybody, my family, you name it, the crew said, they're getting ready to set us up. Yeah, they don't take some pirate station I don't even know about from last year that went off the air that no one could hear that I didn't even know existed and say it's my flagship and the feds are raiding me. That's to, like, just get the idea. Well, he had that illegal station. You know, we had to raid him. So just download everything I've ever said. Keep it whatever. This has been a big marathon for me. Whatever happens, happens. I'm worried about you. I'm worried about Trump. I'm worried about Drudge. I'm worried about free market. I'm worried about America. I'm worried about our kids because, man, these people will lie their butts off, man. Again, there's even some recordings of this. I didn't ask folks to do it, but I warned a few people it was coming. I've been called by six people, a lot of them I didn't warn, that the New York Times literally has people threatening them saying, you say bad stuff about Jones or else. Dude, that is so actionable. That's so illegal. But they don't care. Because there's going to be a staged terror attack against a major media institution or multiple ones, a mass shooting, a bombing, whatever, and they're going to say, see, we told you in these editorials that the Boston Globe ordered that Trump's going to cause violence with no proof, and I am. And all this edited lies to prime the pump that people, when they do the big massacre and carry out the bloody babies with firemen carrying them, that people believe. But if you take this live feed from InfoWars.com/show and spread it to everybody you know and say emergency, emergency. If you take the video that I did earlier, we're posting right now to our own servers. And if you get that out and if it chain reactions across the country, I don't even know how internet works. We should have where people can download to their desktop, people where they can grab it, send forward the link, whatever. If you'll post what we cover, edit it however you want, just get it out to InfoWars.com, post it to YouTube, Facebook, wherever. Call it puppy dogs and kittens. Call it verboten. Call it whatever you want. Just get it out. Because they've got armies of people battle testing how to censor right now when they blow up their own news organizations. The newspapers are already bankrupt. It's all sinking. The corporate media is dead. The Democrats are dead. All they can do, like a bar that's out of business in Goodfellas and been bankrupted, is burn it down for the insurance money. The Democrats and the globalists are getting ready to burn down a tech company. They're getting ready to burn down the stock market. They said they will. They're already trying to crash the economy, Bill Maher. They're getting ready to physically shoot up some of their facilities after saying I'm calling for it with no proof as to be the wall of indignation and anger to steal the election in November and then have the cover story for it. This is maximum red alert. This is the most important broadcast we've ever done. Maximum red alert. I believe from the evidence we pushed ahead their time frame to delist us and deplatform us because we started exposing, I believe, a false flag's coming from their own statements. You can see the corporate priming, the rollout, the PR. It's happening. All we can do is try to stop it. Red alert. Red.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Here I come again now, baby, like a judge. How do you know when a new Star Wars movie's coming out? How do you know when a new Mission Impossible's coming out or a new Jurassic Park? Well, you see the ads everywhere. Democrats been running around with their tongues hanging out. 350 newspapers today, front page coverage. Trump's going to kill the media. Trump's sending people to shoot us and murder us. And they've got edited articles, never even showing any video, saying that I'm calling for battle rifles to be used on the press. When the video, we'll play it later, is me saying Antifa, saying, we got bullets were coming to kill Republicans and Congress people. And I said, folks, if you're targeted by Antifa and been doxxed, whether you're law enforcement or Congress, you better have your battle rifle by your bed. That isn't, we're going to shoot the Chi-Coms and, you know, who are the good guys, of course, in all these articles and Antifa and all the rest of it. This has to get to Trump. They did it in 95. They used the Oklahoma City bombing that was totally synthetic to bring in all the sympathy, to get their police state in place, and now they're getting ready to do it again. It's as plain as the nose on my face. And then they have all these hoax articles going where Jones was raided by the feds today, and I woke up and, like, some radio station that I never heard of that was off like a year ago of some micro. I'm on little micro and pirate stations all over the country. And they're like, oh, Jones was raided, his flagship, which means where I broadcast from. Wow, we were raided. We're not broadcasting. We're transmitting on satellite. We produce the broadcast here. We're on 50,000 watts, 100,000 watt FMs. We're getting 20, 30 new affiliates a week in TV and cable who are really exploding. But this idea that there's some illegal station and the FCC shuts down Alex Jones' private flagship radio station, it shows the commitment of the idea that we're committing a crime and stations picking up us up are committing a crime. Well, you may be able to fool your dumb readers, but you're not going to be able to fool the people that run radio and TV stations. We got a bunch of calls today going, you were on at night taped. I'm putting you on prime time. We get what's going on. I mean, the support is, and when I just say that, it's the truth. Number one on the Android and the Apple, on the app from like number 40. We only launched it a month ago, our new app, InfoWars Official. Number one all over the place. Millions of signups for our free podcast at InfoWars.com/show. And I haven't plugged yet. We're an hour and 35 minutes into the show. And if I don't plug, we won't fund our operation. We have record sales going on, free shipping right now. But you've got CNN saying, ban me. They are desperate because I figured it out. We're not that important. I was big, but not that big. They built me up to try to bring down Trump. They built me up to do that. It didn't work. It hurt Hillary. It gave Trump that real authentic populism. It made us bigger. Before Hillary, I was getting like 50 million, you know, visitors and listeners a week in the election. And she called me Darkheart and almost like 80-something. I was like, whoa. And then they lost. They went even more pissed. So they built me up more as the devil. So then they, I mean, so it's a real paradox, Newtonian physics for every action. There's an opposite or equal reaction. But I hear about my family and you and the First Amendment. Warner and all of them, I have the articles right here, I'm going to show them to you with Roger Stone, are saying they're going to ban everyone. They're coming. They want all conservatives banned. So they have this delusion of grandeur. They're going to remove Trump. They're going to stage some event against mainstream media or against tech giants to wave the bloody shirt. They're going to get their new Congress. They're going to ban free speech in it. Senator Warner's already said it. These people are arrogant, though. They already had Newsweek printed up that she was going to win, you know, in 2016. So we can beat this. But I'm telling you, just as sure as the sun came up, just like Drudge Report gets it, he's linked to me pointing out that Lester Holt's a liar saying I said assault the media with battle rifles. Total fraud, no video, no link, no nothing. Thank you, Drudge, for preserving your own future and mine. God bless you for not being a coward. You are a hero. Everybody else, though, sitting by and watching to see what happens. But the new video we're uploading, InfoWars.com, for the first hour, I lay out the false flag plan. I'm going to lay out some of these others as well. You got to get this out to everybody because they want us silenced. That's why they're doing this dangerous thing of kicking us off the air, banning us, lying about us, because something big's about to happen. And we know 350 papers, they brag, published that Trump's going to kill people in the media and blood on his hands. And they say, I'm getting ready to kill the media. And I'm telling my listeners to kill the media. And I want the opposite. Don't make these dying dinosaur media people martyrs. They know that. So they won't be silenced. They could false flag tomorrow. They could false flag next week. I'm telling you, before the election, I'd say probably September. Notice I have a letter from Google, Dr. McCam shot, please, from their vice president of the company, head of advertising of all of Google, Dr. McCam shot. I want to cover up our address here. Excuse me. I had a blacked out version. I guess I got this one. Excuse me. Go ahead. Look at that, ladies and gentlemen. That right there is the vice president of Google, head of all marketing globally. And he says, September 10th, all of your files, everything's deleted off YouTube. They've already blocked us. September 11th, the next day, folks. They want us off the air before the big event. Roger Stone joins us. He'll be riding shotgun in the next hour. Then Mike Adams is on at about 15 after. We put out an emergency alert last night dealing with this, Roger. With all your political gravitas, you have any doubt that they're getting ready to make their move?
No, I think this could not be clearer what's afoot here, and that is, and that's why it's vitally important that people understand exactly what's going on. We renounce violence. We do not advocate it. We are not calling for violence against anyone. There will be an act of violence perpetrated by someone, and then they will seek to blame Alex Jones as if he or we or InfoWars had something to do with it. Remember this, folks. When it goes down, and it will go down, we had nothing to do with it. We renounce it. This is a setup. This is a classic setup. You can smell it. And this idea that it is our fault, that we are advocating it, that we make it happen, it's the exact opposite. This is the very definition of a false flag as I know it, Alex.
And I need to make that declaration clear. So when we come back, we'll both make that declaration and that we're not suicidal and all the rest of it. But what do you make, you were even ranting about during the break, about this claim that our flagship station, some half-watt thing we didn't even know about that hadn't been on the air this year.
I know this station very well because they used to broadcast from Brave New Books, which is a libertarian bookstore.
See, I don't go out in public anymore, so tell me. You were telling me what it is.
It's a tiny little pirate station. The people involved in the station all began fighting amongst each other. But the idea that this is Alex Jones's flagship station is a joke. It's a tiny little pirate station that has been off the air since last December. And the fines referred to in The Hill today were levied well over a year ago. The whole story is the epitome.
Okay, so fill me in, because literally, I knew Sheriff Frank, former sheriff, great guy. He was running, hit up on a hilltop. It covered like half the city. He invited me over for dinner once. I was like, dude, the FCC's after you. Turn it off. And he turned it off when I asked him to. So it's the opposite. Like 10 years ago, this guy's like, dude, your wife just died. Don't do this. Don't do fines. So that's the truth. And then all these years later, this would pop up. That would pop up. I'm not watching. I don't even know half my big affiliates that are commercial. So, but this is clearly just to have this idea that I have illegal stations and I've been raided. And it's some, I'm told some half-watt thing that no one could even hear, and then they're saying, I've been illegally doing stuff.
I don't think it's been on the air since last December, as far as...
So you've been coming for a lot of book signings and speeches. I didn't know. How did you know about this? Tell people.
You know, I used to do book signings at Brave New Books. You did one with me there.
It's closed now.
Now out of business, and they used to broadcast out of there. They were nice folks, but then they all began fighting among each other. They had an affiliation with the Logos radio network at one time. I think that fell apart. But the idea that this is your flagship station is nonsense.
Oh, that was out of Florida, right?
No, it was out of Austin.
But I heard Logos is in Florida.
Logos, I think, is a network that's out of Florida.
Well, the point is, this is some... There's thousands of these around the country. Pirate radio is well known. How the hell is some place over here me, and I'm a criminal, and my flagship is down?
Here's what this station and Alex Jones have in common. They're both in Austin, Texas. That's it. This was not our flagship station, never was. They did evidently carry some pirated InfoWars content.
Boy, I know that lady. She's an anti-fluoride activist.
Yes, that's exactly her.
Okay, I haven't even seen this yet. Okay. Yeah. My God, this is... Well, I'm sure they're good patrons that care about the truth. We love them. I mean, oh my God, how evil. That's some half-watt thing that covered a mile or something.
Yeah.
And real devils. I tell you, well, that we're illegal, folks. You heard it. And again, it's all about building that we're criminal, we're being taken off. Now the FCC's involved. That's to get big tech to cover to shut us down.
Fake news.
We'll talk about how to stop this straight ahead.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295.
895-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jump into hyperspace. A lot of great stuff. Going back to Roger Stone. I'm going to get right down to brass tacks. Let's go to the two shot. I want to talk to Roger, please. Roger, we need to set the demarcation line right now, as we've always done over and over again. We are 100% against offensive political violence, any other type of violence. We're winning culturally with ideas, with free market. It's the left and Antifa that wants violence. They're the ones at these rallies saying bullets for Trump, bullets for Republicans. They're coming to people's houses to kill them. I say members of Congress like Rand Paul and Scalise that are being targeted, they've been saying they're going to kill them, need to have a battle rifle. They need to have a gun in their house. That's what I said. And then Soros's Media Matters came out a few days ago and said that I said, attack the media, and Lester Holt and others went with that. And then they're doing all these other fake announcements. The FCC raided us, and it's total hoax. Even the pirate radio we have no affiliate with, they claim they raided, never was raided, and shut down a year ago. I mean, this is new level lying. This is Trump derangement syndrome. But I want to say, I'm against offensive violence because I like civilization. I'm against offensive violence because I've always done things through political and societal ideas, and I've always been successful with my ideas. I didn't need to go conk a woman over the head like the Islamists do and, you know, carry her off to a slave pit. I could pick up as many girls as I wanted to. I'm not bragging or anything, but I can get as many as I want, believe me. Before I was ever famous, I could. So I was always a free market guy, and so this idea that I'm going to get stuff through conquest or violence instead of through Renaissance is just absolutely insane, and the left has broken the social contract. They're saying big terror attacks are coming against Trump, against them, that Trump and we are staging. Unequivocally, I disavow any violence. I've not called for violence. The media has edited or took out of context what I've said and framed it. They are frauds. They are liars. They are clearly preparing some big event like Oklahoma City against mainstream media, big tech, or the government to demonize their opposition like they did in 95. Bill Clinton credited his come-from-behind win of the presidency in 96 to Oklahoma City on Air Force One to the press crew, to the press corps. So I disavow all violence. You disavow all violence. We wish the Antifa would stop their violence and calling for killing people. But I disavow offensive violence. I do not disavow defense, which is clearly under the Second Amendment. But the fact that they've gone to this level of lying, Roger Stone of StoneColdTruth.com, tells me that something wicked this way comes.
Alex, this is a classic setup. That's why we're here today. That's why we're telling people out front, right out front, we disavow violence. If something violent happens, if there's an attack on some reporter or some news bureau or some news outlet, if there is bloodshed, we are not behind that. We do not support that. We are not for that. That is what they call a classic false flag. So if tomorrow or next week or the week after that, there is an assault on some media outlet, we had nothing to do with that. And anyone who says Alex Jones fomented it or advocated or pushed it or arranged it is lying. It's the big lie. You heard it here, folks. This is the line of demarcation. We're out ahead of this because we can smell it. It's a setup, and it all began months ago. First, they take things you say, they distort them, they twist them, they take them out of context. Then they use them as the basis for phony harassment, but expensive lawsuits. Then they file those lawsuits to generate headlines. Then they take those distorted headlines, and they use them as the excuse to take us off the air, to stop our ability to communicate with you directly. And then they seek to blame us for violence that they will be responsible for and that we have nothing to do with. It's a formula. It's a step-by-step formula. And now you know exactly what's coming. So when it goes down, come back to this recording, come back to this tape, come back to this video. You will know exactly what went down. We have nothing to do with violence. We do not advocate violence. Violence, in all honesty, would be counterproductive. We are winning the war of ideas. We believe in a intellectual struggle, a political struggle, a struggle for the electorate, a struggle for the hearts and minds of the Americans.
A struggle to bring the economy back, and we've been proven right. And that's what's so clear here is the unified discipline, is what I've called it, of the media to lie about you, to lie and say Trump hates all Mexicans, there is no such quote, all of their lies. And even the LA Times is on drudgereport.com. L.A. Times rebukes groupthink, says it's insane that 350 outlets denounce president's attacks on media, claim he's calling for violence. Says Chicago Tribune op-ed written by Dog. I mean, this is just insane. And I read the local one today. It's like Trump's calling for violence. The blood's on his hands. They are going crazy. And again, they're saying he wants violence. No, when they lie about him and say he's a Nazi, he says you're fake news. When they lie about him and say he didn't get us up to 4% growth rate, he says you're fake news. When they lie about him, I mean, they just, it's incredible. But again, I'm not that important. They have chosen us to demonize us as the beta test, Roger, ahead of the big event. Undoubtedly, they're planting a false flag. And I just want folks to know, they want to silence us first, so we can be demonized and they can project things onto us during the false flag.
You're absolutely right.
That's why we've got to get this out. People, this is D-Day. This is it.
Right now, there's a federal grand jury in Washington trying to frame me on some kind of defrauding the United States charge for which they have no evidence whatsoever. Why? Because they don't want me out there pointing out what's about to happen because it is their way of silencing me. just as they're trying to silence Alex Jones at InfoWars, and they're trying to silence me on this platform where I do the War Room every day at 5 o'clock Eastern, proud to do it with Owen Schroyer, growing audience, record number of people signing up for the podcast since their move on us. This is part and parcel of the same exact.
And by the way, what do you think they're going to do now that we've gone to number one on the app, past CNN, New York Times, tens of millions tuning in? It blew up in their face. They're now going into crazy mode saying, feds, raid him. He has illegal stations. This is like saying I have a pet dinosaur. I mean, this is insane.
I can tell you, folks, I'm in the studio right here in Austin. There was no raid. There is no raid. We don't have a flagship radio station that's a pirate station.
We don't broadcast. We send out a transmission. We're the producer.
By satellite. They're even talking about antiquated technology. You know, it's disappointing, Alex, because The Hill, generally speaking, pretty accurate. Among of all the mainstream media.
Unless they're attacking me.
Every once in a while you get a bad story there, but by and large, I think they have some journalistic integrity. They need to pull this story down. It is false. Somebody has fed them completely incorrect, inaccurate information.
Well, when you read, like, the CBS article, and then on Facebook, it's like, take him down, I knew he's illegal, ban him. The idea is just Alex Jones is illegal. What? We don't have any radio stations I own. We're on hundreds of commercial stations. I can hardly sign all the agreements, all the TV and radio stations. We're exploding. So their answer to that is, a pirate somewhere that was off a year ago picked him up. It's Alex Jones. He's been fined. And you read the article, it says they fined these people a year ago.
Right. It has nothing to do with us. Not even remotely.
Once you said what it was in Brave New Books, they pulled it up and I said, I've met that lady a few times. She's a fluoride, anti-fluoride.
Yeah. Actress. The whole thing is a construction. It's a fabrication.
I'm running around worried about what half a watt stations are doing when I can't even call the program directors. We've got over 20 stations that are 50,000 watt AM megatorches that cover multi-states. They asked me to come, LA, you name it. They asked me to come out. I can't come out and speak to their groups. Limbaugh used to do it. I should. I've got 50,000 watt mega goblin stations.
We barely have time to tape the liners.
Are you kidding? I've got a month of them, and the stations are pissed.
So this is
W this, K that. I mean, it's 50 plus new cable and TV stations the last 2 weeks.
And what's interesting is that since the ban, if you go back and look, and I've done the research, our listenership is up on every one of them.
Listen, station owners particularly know how this works, and they know they already know we're not even can respond to them. And they're like, you're worried about some half watt station? Baloney.
Well,
we have almost 280 stations. You combine them all, I don't know how many, 50,000, 1,000, 5,000, they're all special. Some are 100,000 watt FMs. You combine them all, we're talking about millions of watts. And I'm worried about and I love little stations that reach neighborhoods or whatever micros. The point is, I think it's Americana if you don't interfere with commercials. But you're right, Roger. It's just insane, Roger.
Well, it's part of a larger plan. And I think we've been very clear about outlining exactly how this plan works.
So let me ask you as we come back. How do we counter it? What do you think they're planning next? And how do we get Trump to move? Because Trump, they're all over the news saying you're going to kill people at CNN with no proof when they're the ones calling for violence. And they're saying, I am too. So there's the New York Times. You'll have blood on your hands. They are gearing up. They are planning something big, a false flag. Patriots in the government, we have to stop this. Everybody have your cameras ready. Be frosty, man. They do not want us on air talking about this. This is bigger than the China issue.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Over a year in the making, produced